You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Now, there's a little yellow bear has helped raise millions for RNIB, and now you can help too. Joining me now to tell me about their experience as a City Box volunteer, Paul Goddard. Paul, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, you're very welcome, David. It's good to be here.
Before we get into the City Box volunteering, tell me a bit about you and tell me a bit about your sight loss, please.
Yes, of course. Well, I was born partially sighted, so I've never had full sight. And I became registered blind in 2008. Everything that I've done in my life, whether that be through work or leisure or school, I've always done with sight loss.
That then leads you to being a City Box volunteer. So tell us, how did you get involved?
Well, I originally got involved in 2011. I think I had been to RNIB to take part in some various consultation programs, especially around the NHS. And I saw an advert for Sooty Box volunteers, and I thought, well, that sounds interesting. I don't know what they do. I don't know what it is. So I asked for some information and found that it was going to various sites, which could be convenience stores, doctor surgeries, opticians, anywhere and everywhere, really, that had a Sooty Box on a counter. And it involved going along and emptying the box from time to time, banking the money and looking for new sites if there were any available, and just sort of building up a good reputation and rapport with the premises that would hold the boxes.
Well, that kind of goes into my next question. There must be like a real social aspect to this as well, building the rapport with all the different premises. What have been some of your highlights throughout the years of being a City Box volunteer with the RNIB?
As I said, I started in 2011. So we're now nearly about 13 years in. And the thing that still astonishes me every year is the amount that these boxes raise. I still can't get my head around how much is there. I think last year it was around about £500,000. And you just think that now that society is moving into a cashless society, I'm just still staggered by the amount that they raise and the generosity of the public.
And what would you say to anybody who's maybe thinking about signing up to becoming a City Box volunteer themselves?
I would simply say, do it. You're your own boss. You make such a difference to people with sight loss through the amount that is raised each year. It's very, very flexible. So you can choose when you do it, where you do it, how you do it, etc. The only thing you have to do is bank the money and send in the banking slips to RNIB. That can either be done by post or electronically. So again, it's all done in your own time, really. You know, there's no set specific where you have to do X amount of hours per week or X amount of boxes. It's very, very flexible, very, very friendly. It gets you out and about. It gets you meeting new people. But most of all, as I said, it makes such a difference with this staggering amount that gets raised each year.
And for more information on becoming a City Box volunteer and to sign up, you can either head to the RNIB website, rnib.org.uk, or call the helpline on 0303 123 9999. City Box volunteer Paul Goddard, thank you so much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
You're very welcome.